Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today in this video, I'm going to talk about that there are movers in the crypto space. If you look at a video I've just put up or a post I put up on my blog at quantlabs.net, I put up an article called "What is Up with Crypto for the Last Week" with a video. Okay, so that might put a lot of people in despair. But the reason I continue to focus on cryptos for this reason. I've gone through a traditional means of finding all the pairs that are moving right now. So this is an hour after I created that video, Thursday, August 13th, 3:06 p.m. So in here, on an hourly basis on MotiveWave, we're looking at some of these coins, okay? Just to show you that they are moving. We have here Compound moving from, just let me just readjust the windows here. So a low of, I'm going to use close there at 160.91 all the way up to 229. And that's just yesterday. Okay, so that would have been a move that my system, with the way it's been designed, has missed out on. So there's that yesterday. There's another pair here that's been solidly moving up since August 11th. Low of 243. I mean, going all the way back to, let's say, August 8th, and it's been a solid rise up from two, what was it, 240, sorry, $1.99, let's say, all the way up to 481. Okay, so that has been a very solid move. In the last 4 days. So it's gone up two, three times. Missed out on that. And that was again XSP, XSXP, USDT. Atom has been doing pretty good. I'm just going to focus here, let's say, on my low point. I'm going to use here, August 11th at 17 o'clock, which is 5 p.m. till now, just under 22 hours later. Has gone from a low of 479 all the way up to 648. So that's roughly a 50% move. Missed out on that. And that again was Atom. So we looked at Compound. ICX, which barely moves, look at this, has moved August 12th to AM. From, let's say, 41 cents all the way up to 50 cents. That's going to be a 25% move. That's in the last 24 hours. ICX we looked at. REN. REN's been a very strange. So let's just say we look at here, sort of volatile, but even if you were to look at this from a low of 25 cents being in around August 9th, to a high yesterday of 30 cents. Okay, so from August 9th, from let's say 22 cents, August 9th to yesterday, let me see here, August 12th, 31 cents. So that's a massive move. OGN has been moving up solidly as well. Now remember, these are all hourly charts. So let's say August 10th, 6 a.m. at 37 cents, peak to high at roughly 55 cents. So these are moves that my system, again, has not been programmed for, but I'm going to obviously do something about it. August 12th, and this is KNC from the close of 157 on August 11th at 17. O'clock or 5 o'clock. All well, if I include, let's just leave the bar here, a buck 90. So again, 11 a.m. at a buck 57. All the way up to about, let's say, a buck 90. So that's pretty close to a 25% move, and we're not even finished yet. So did I talk about XSP? Nice solid move again, August 9th. Low 213, all the way up, and still all the way up 489. nine, let's say, is it? Yeah, 481. Not bad. And then there is, so that was XNXP, SNX. Not a fan of the big move, but it still moved. I think I covered this. 428 all the way up to, 594. Massive, massive moves. So there you go. There are crypto coins moving despite what you see even in my own system and the other moves that are kind of flat with the majors, but there are movers out there. So I just want to show that via a video, and hopefully we can readjust and get those recorded and signals moving. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks.